to someone, it felt like I was doing the right thing. I was making the other person happy. So how could such a decision be regrettable? But a little voice would always opine that saying yes to others was, in fact, saying no to myself. The time given would no longer be available to spend toward my own pursuits. The money given would no longer be available to finance my own needs and interests. And sure enough, I allowed others to use my time, money, and even my labor toward their interests, while my interests were placed on the back burner. For example, I owned a pickup truck while attending college. That made me a prime candidate for helping my friends move. As you might expect, I was regularly asked to do so. Being a diehard people pleaser, I was quick to say yes. But it was always in opposition to the small voice in my head berating me for putting my own interests and priorities on hold. Worse, this voice was persistent, and it slowly caused me to become resentful of myself as well as the people who routinely requested my help. It was a downward spiral. Each time I was asked to do something for someone, I said yes in spite of myself. So ingrained was the habit of catering to others. But with each acquiescence, a feeling of discontent grew inside me, setting the stage for bitterness and despair. Time and again, I sacrificed my own interests to help others, knowing that doing so was making me increasingly unhappy. I had no one to blame but myself. At some point, I decided that I had had enough. I began to reject all requests to help friends move. In fact, I turned down nearly all requests for help of any kind. In retrospect, I regret taking this approach. It was a knee-jerk reaction spurred by my growing resentment and self-loathing, and too severe in its making. It took me years of experimentation and practice to learn to say no with more grace and thoughtfulness. The art of saying no will help you make the transition from always pleasing others to prioritizing your own needs and desires. And importantly, I'll show you how to do it without taking the regrettable, hardline approach I used long ago. The importance of prioritizing your needs. One of the most valuable lessons I've learned is that no one will protect my time or prioritize my needs as vigilantly as me. That's understandable. Most people act out of self-interest. They naturally put their own priorities ahead of others' priorities. But it means each of us is responsible for making sure our personal needs are met. No one is going to do it for us. Moreover, it's important that we attend our own needs before attending to the needs of others. This assertion may make you feel uncomfortable, particularly if you strive to be loving and giving in all that you do. But allowing your needs to remain unaddressed while you continuously cater to others is the path toward resentment and bitterness. It can even become a health issue if you run yourself ragged. I speak from experience. When I advise prioritizing your needs over the needs of others, I'm not suggesting you ignore the latter. Not at all. You can still be there for friends, family members, coworkers, and even strangers, and help them when asked. The important thing is that you avoid abandoning your own priorities in the process. After all, how much use will you be to others over the long run if you don't first attend to yourself? For example, suppose you agree to help people so often that you begin to skip meals, sacrifice sleep, and forsake activities you enjoy. You'll gradually become so exhausted, irritable, and unhappy that you won't be able or willing to help others. This is the reason I recommend attending to your needs first. Doing so gives you the freedom to attend to other people's needs when you have the time, energy, and inclination. You'll be able to decide to help on a case-by-case basis without risking or forfeiting your own health and happiness. Consider how flight attendants explain airline safety to passengers. In the event the cabin decompresses, you're supposed to put on your oxygen mask before helping others put on their masks. Help yourself first, then assist others. These instructions aren't intended to promote self-preservation. Rather, the airline knows that if you help others first, you risk succumbing to hypoxia, and that would prevent you from helping anyone. When you prioritize your needs over the needs of others, some folks will persist in their attempts to recruit you to their end.